And this work has been done at the ecological laboratory of Naples University, which gathered people from the Department of Physics and the ENGD, and it's done also in collaboration with Gilles Rabnet from Charles University of France. Here you can see some pictures of the destructive earthquake shocking L'Aquila city center in the night of the April 6, 2009. And despite its moderate magnitude, at the beginning the local magnitude was estimated to be 5.8, and it is related to the beginning of the emergency plan. Civil protection had to wait for big round motion before launching the emergency plan 2 hours almost after the earthquake. But it provoked many damage. 300 fatalities, more than 600,000 homeless, and several damage to public and private buildings, and also to the artistic heritage. And it was almost unexpected for such a magnitude, at least in Italy. It was not completely unexpected, the one looking to the historical seismicity, because there were many large earthquakes in the area in the past, mostly the 1461 earthquake occurred almost in the same region as this one, probably on the same structure as this one. Also, when looking to the seismicity, before the earthquake, there is a gap in the Abruzzo region here. And the strong seismicity northern wall of L'Aquila is mostly associated to the aftershock of the Umbria Marche earthquake, and southward here is mainly associated with the Molise earthquake of 2002. So this observation led to a hazard map indicating that L'Aquila, the acceleration expected in the L'Aquila region was very high. The acceleration with the probability of exceedance of 10% in 6 years is a quarter of 3. Then there were an earthquake sequence before the main shock. Almost 100 earthquakes occurring between January and March, the magnitude of which ranged between 1 and 3, and it culminated with a big event here 1 week before the earthquake of magnitude 4, and several people claimed that this sequence was effectively predicting the main shock. And such an observation was also supported by seemingly rather anomalies observed in the area. But we have also many data to try to understand what happened in Lake L'Aquila. There are strong motion stations in the L'Aquila city center and in the neighborhood. And the main characteristic is that there are high PGA ground motion, more than 1G, on the horizontal component, but also the vertical motion is very high. Here I showed you the vertical component of the station Akuke, located just above the force, and we can see that there is a static displacement as high as 15 centimeters. This data obtained by integration of the acceleration is also confirmed by GPS and star measurements. And also the peak ground velocity and peak ground acceleration is very high on the vertical component. And it means that the building must account for a displacement demand which is enough high, 15 centimeters on the one hand. And on the other hand, it must supply for a horizontal shock as high as 1G. Why? They are losing half of their weight. So the cohesion mechanism and friction mechanisms in buildings are very frequent with this earthquake. This high ground motion value are almost unexpected for such a magnitude event, but we also know that attenuation laws are pretty inefficient to explain very short distances the behavior of the big ground motion. So just some pictures to show you what happened in this famous student's house the central part of which collapsed with the earthquake. And many soft-story mechanisms events are very different from this earthquake, so one flow disappears completely. So, how to explain such a damage? There is a big question now in Italy to understand if the main cause of the damage can be ascribed to the source effect of the mechanism of this directivity, maybe some hybrid edge, or propagation effect, luckily is located in narrow basins, and also the topography is very steep at the boundary of the city center, or really very low precise. All the problem was just related to the building, which we can say that are unable to sustain elastic, plastic acceleration and displacement demand at the same time. And it is very important for addressing cultural resorption in the evaluation of the city of risk on the one hand, and maybe proposing some change to the actual norm for building construction in it. So we will look to the source effect and we try to extract some characteristic of the rupture associated with the earthquake. Let's start to investigate the geometrical properties of this earthquake and the moment sensor solution. We retreat then use our network located in southern Italy. It behaves as a small antenna with an opening of almost 13 degrees. It is located at 250 kilometers away from the epicenter. We use accelerometric data that at such a distance they show a coherent signal down to 100 seconds, and we check it by comparison at some site with broadband data. So we invert orchestration and data filtered in the frequency band 0.02-0.06F. The moment sensor solution has been computed with the code ISO of the properties that are in mind. The main characteristic of this earthquake is that it is a normal mechanism, the magnitude of which ranges between 6.3 and 6.4, and this our solution is 6.4. And the double couple percentage is very high, 95%. Between the two plates, we choose the one lifting westward, the second one. It can be seen also from this inversion by analyzing the position of the centroid as compared to the hypercenter. The plane is now well constrained by the aftershock relocation. And this mechanism is consistent with many of the quick focal mechanisms given by several institutions and released by EMG. Here I show you just for comparison the Harvard solution here. This is the data comparison at four stations located on the boundary of our network. The first one, RSS, is the closest one, and TGM is the farthest one. And we see that the amplitude are in this frequency range almost well fitted, mostly on the vertical component. There is the variance reduction is mostly influenced by the north-south component where the amplitude of the signal is lower, and we are not able to retrieve some late phases here, for instance, at this station, but it is a general characteristic of the earthquake. We try to do an exploration in space by moving the position of our centroid along the fault plane, and we check two parameters, the data fitting and the double couple percentage, and we found that the best solution is located almost 10 kilometers here. Almost 10 kilometers away from the southward of the hypocenter. So let's move to from motion data, because we have many stations close to the fault. We have almost 20 stations in a distance range of 100 kilometers over the central distance on the fault, and several stations located above the fault or very close to it. We use for propagation one model, which is represented by Bug et al., the inversion, tomographic inversion of a microtransmitted in the area, we see that are not homogeneous models. It does not contain latent effect, the depth of which is between 400 and 600 meters, the low latency center, so it may be a problem. And to investigate the frequency band in which we want to invert our data, we do spectrogram of data. Here I show you the vertical, the right normal component of the AQK velocity data. We can see the signal of the source at the beginning, which probably we can recognize here the corner frequency around 0.7 and 1 hertz was the energy. Is concentrated, but the signal goes up to 2F. Then, after that, there is the ringing effect, which is the signature of the basin, and the corresponding frequency range between 0.5 and 1F. So we choose 0.4F when using this velocity model as the upper frequency at which we invert our data. The minimum frequency is instead chosen by requiring that we remove almost completely the baseline effect from our. So just a quick look to the method used for the kinematic inversion. So the forward problem is the standard representation theorem but solved in the frequency domain. So the displacement observed at a given receiver at a given frequency is the integral on the four plane of the stress times the green fraction. And we compute the green fraction using a discrete Fourier number, silent element input. So we have an uniform sampling of the four plane. We use some packages of the computer to compute that. We assume that the box curve is a source time function. We parameterize rupture velocity, so we need rupture time for the computation of the forward problem. So we integrate the rupture velocity map by using the finite difference algorithm, which solves the Aconal equation of Fermat and Lecomte. And we solve the representation theorem numerically, frequency by frequency, via finite element approximation on the same grid used for the green fraction. And this seems to be very efficient for such a procedure because it can be computed once at the beginning of our computation. We parameterize the sleep via a combination of 2D overlapping Gaussian function, which ensures a very smooth solution. We choose a different discretization for the rupture velocity because we believe that even if the parameters are correlated among each other, we have no the same resolution of both parameters. So we discretize it by itself, in which the value of the rupture velocity is constant, and we finally use the neighborhood algorithm for the inverse problem. We choose as a cost function the L2-norm, normalized norm, that is the L2 difference between synthetic and observed data, normalized by the observed data, 1 minus this quantity is the variance reduction. We do it in the frequency domain, which is the natural environment for this inversion. So let's see our results. In this frequency band, the rupture modeling looks very similar. We have a large green patch southward. The amplitude of blade in this patch is less than 1 meter, is 90 centimeters. Then we have a small green patch here, the amplitude of which is 50-60 centimeters, just above the hypocenter. We have no sleep close to the surface. The total moment corresponds to a moment magnitude of 6.4, which is the variance reduction. The rupture velocity is almost constant, so we try to simulate, to do a forward modeling using a constant velocity rupture, and we retrieve no significant change in the variance reduction. Value 2.4 kilometers by second, and the ratio between the rupture velocity and the end is 0.7. I show you some data comparison for a few stations. Here you see the station located very close to the fault. We are able to retrieve mostly the station in the Lapita city, R2K, R2B. The feature associated to the vertical component. This feature can be retrieved also when we put point source close to the hypocenter, so it is a feature related to the hanging wall effect and this near field effect. We are not able to retrieve the high amplitude on the displacement on these two components mostly, even if we retrieve a little bit the shape. It can be related to a wrong propagation model because we do not account for the basin, so we have to include it in our simulation to check this problem. The station GSA is fundamental instead to check if there is an uplift, directivity effect, because it is just in front of the fault, close to the hypocenter, and we fit the amplitude of mostly the shape of our signal. So we believe that there is no uplift directivity effect for the earth. So just to give a look to power station, the station CLM is the station most directed station, and it controls the amplitude of the patch southern wall of the fault. The data fitting is enough good, even if the amplitude theory is not completely retrieved. Station FMG is a lateral station, and we retrieve mostly good fit. For the anti-directive station, we are able to retrieve the amplitude, but not the complexity of the waveform. Also, in this case, because of the wrong propagation model. So, to do a comparison, there are few late maps which are already established for this earthquake. This one here in the bottom is the one obtained by combining version of front motion and GPS data, and they retrieve mostly the same large split patch as us. It is a little bit closer to the epicenter. They retrieve a lower average rupture velocity, but they retrieve also two split patches, being three. One here. So this one is in the same position as our patch, but the slip value is higher, and we believe that if we believe in the velocity model at this frequency, the station GSA constrains the slip above the hypocenter very well. So we believe that there is no slip patch close to the surface, and mostly there is no evidence of surface slip. With this value is between 50 centimeters and 70 centimeters. There is some fast observation of 10 centimeters in some places over the surface. We also checked the slip patch, but we found that we have no resolution at all above the hypocenter, so we cannot say nothing about the slip above the hypocenter everywhere on the fault and also on the left. Here there is a star image which shows also the same patch, mostly in the same place, but it is larger than the rest. They also do not found any significant place close to the surface. So just the perspective how we want to continue this project, we need to search for high frequency signature on the data which may correspond to localized slip patch on the fault. So here I showed you the image is too clear, but if we filter our data in narrow bands, we can see that there is a change of polarity of the X-ray. This band is one to have. Here the amplitude is very large on the east component, then it's moving on the north component. So we can map this time on the fourth plane and try with the polarization, with the isoprenes, and try with the polarization analysis to collocate reflection fault. And then we want to move a modeling of coherent wave propagation also in the basin by coupling the source CMR. And we want to do it with a spectral element code, our spectral element code, and there are now many improvements in the model in the code that code.
When you look at the high frequencies, they seem to start from the very beginning and in kind of stable way up to 5 seconds of source duration. So this would mean that the high frequency generation starts even when you have very low slip and doesn't seem to increase when you have the second rupture in the big
asteroids. You are talking about the
acceleration of the main shock in the solar station.
If you do the cookie of finding on your data, it is not completely like that. The peak from the simulation here, they still arrive with...
Instead of 1 second.
2 seconds, yes.
Yeah, but we... Yeah.
Is it
related to the peak of 13? Or
no, not at the station. At this station, which is just above the fourth, above the hypocenter, it is related to something of 4 and close to the hypocenter. But this is just an inflation of that of the smaller sphere, which is located before, or some rapid change in the roster velocity.
This is very important to not to collocate necessarily large slit and high frequency. Very important to provide the right images.
I'm just curious about the Porsche frequency, because the mid-cap of the frequency. Do you have any explanation for why so many Porsche not that popular?
Not really. It was maybe the first time we observed so many Porsche for this event. Generally, there are many sequences in Italy like that, but they terminate away. So we have no experience about that. But there is now a large discussion, also an international commission, trying to say if this sequence was effectively predicting a large earthquake, or it was just not achieved. So it related to my second is related to your Peter. So do you Italians have any plan to carry out some prospection to get the data after the end of the Euro update? There was many lives.
In the next future, there will be done geophysical prospection with the Vibrodyne machine along this line to try to find the shape of the basin. But there are many geological constraints about the shape. The main problem is the velocity of wave in this zone. So that's why we want to do prospection, deep prospection with the Vibrodyne machine.
A little detail. You didn't say where the foreshock happens respective to the location of the main shock and main asteroid.
Almost
the same place. Is it everywhere or clustered near the hypocenter?
No, they are most clustered around the hypocenter.
be a bit
not here to me.
Sorry?
Not here to me.